Hi. Good afternoon. Welcome. So my name is Marcy Daniluk, mentor parent. I'm going to give you a little bit of a Reader's Digest version of how I got there. So at the age of five, I became a ward of the court in Santa Clara County. My father was in prison, and my mother was very abusive. My mother was born in Vietnam, so the tradition that she carried over here of discipline was actually corporal punishment. So you can see why I was a ward of the court. I was shuffled around to different foster homes, and I did not learn how to become a parent. I didn't have the skills. I didn't know what love was, because again, my parents weren't in the picture. So I tried to experiment with obviously drugs and alcohol, and I tried to find those skills on the streets with friends. And I remember being in the children's shelter on my 16th birthday. I had made like a two-year stretch there once. I stayed there for that long. Nobody wanted to deal with a teenager. I wasn't adoptable. And I remember telling myself, I'm going to be a mom one day. And when I'm a mom, I'm going to make sure my kids are never going to end up in the court system. So lo and behold, age 21, give birth to my 11-year-old. She's 11 now. And 15 months later, I gave birth to a son. Because of my drug and alcohol addiction, I was also in a domestic violence relationship with the father, very severe. I would leave, go back to him, because I didn't have a place to live. I didn't have any financial support. I didn't know who I was, so I continued using, and I was like 90 pounds. I would sit on a toilet and I couldn't even cover the seat. I had a rubber band tied against my underwear and my sweats to hold it up. I was dying in the inside and I had no idea how to climb out. So, failure to protect. Good thing I wasn't charged with that because I kept going back to the father. Santa Clara County removed my children and I do not regret it at all, one bit, because that is the time that I got to learn how to be a parent. I did a case plan. I navigated, did drug testing, everything. Any suggestions that were given to me, I took. I wanted a different way of life. And because I felt that the system failed me as a child, I was not going to allow the system to fail me as an adult. And I can say today that the system did not fail me as an adult. When I turned 18, though, let me back up, nobody came looking for me. I emancipated myself. I ran away a lot. And no one came looking for me. So as soon as I turned 18, I was like, okay, bye. And I look back on it now and having my children removed and going through the case plan. At the time my children were removed, my daughter was 15 months old and my son was 3 months old. I did everything to the best of my ability. I strived for perfection, even though I know that that does not exist. And when the courts... I had Judge Edwards as my judge. I'm not sure if any of you guys know him, by the way. I always have to throw his name out. And he's amazing. He saw something in me. And when I went to residential treatment, and it was for 30 days in Mariposa, that's in Santa Clara County, he said, okay, Marcy, are you ready to go on to your THU, your transitional house? And I said, no, I'm not ready. In 30 days, I'm barely getting to know who I am today. I used the half my child and adult years. There was no way I knew who I was. So I stayed 3 more months. Total of 3 months. Left there, went to a THU for a year. I learned so much about myself, what I was willing to take on, what I was able to take on, what I couldn't. I got to know who I was. And for the first time, I can look at people eye level. Like right now, I'm looking at you, I can look at you straight in your eyes, in your face. 10 years ago, I could not do that. I couldn't talk about my story without crying. Today, I use it as a therapeutic skill. And so here's the good part. I learned so much about myself, and I learned that it takes a village to raise a child. I was able to express my concerns, my fears with my attorney, my social worker, with everyone. And I said, my son, he's 2 now, and he was in this foster home since he was 3 months. He's calling them mom and dad. And my daughter knew exactly who I was. We had that bond, but I had to make one of the most selfless decisions of my entire life, and I had to express and throw out there, taking that chance at the DFCS, Department of Children's Services, wouldn't, I had that fear that they weren't going to let me have my daughter in my care. I took the chance anyways, and I said, you know, I don't know if I can take care of my son too. You know, I can have as many kids as I want, but whether I can take care of them financially and emotionally, that's completely different. And he was already calling them mom and dad, and so I asked that my son stay in his placement and to be adopted. And it was the best decision ever. You know, I'm able to care for my daughter and give her what she needs, and my son's needs are being met. They live 15 minutes away from me. You know, when holidays come up and they call, or during the, I jump. And my kids, I have another one that I had in my recovery, another son, which I felt it was kind of a redo, you know. They're never going to know who I was in my addiction. So today, I don't give myself fronts, but March 11th, I'll have 10 years, and so, you know, being in recovery, which is a huge deal for me. I couldn't get a day, you know, and I have the job that I have today, working in Dependency Advocacy Center in Santa Clara County, being a mentor parent. I'll be a mentor parent almost 7 years in February. Being able to help guide and help these mothers navigate the court system and to show them that we do recover as parents. We have this, there's a stigmatism that's on us, and that people look at us like we don't love our kids or we don't care about them. That's not it. We come from different backgrounds. We're conditioned to be a certain way, and we just need someone to love us, to show us different skills. And I love being a mentor parent today, and I get to come and speak with everybody here and being having these invitations. And I'm truly blessed and honored. You know, I get to go out to Elmwood in Santa Clara County, which is really nice to be on the other side, walking in and, you know, and just latching on to the mom I'm working with and saying, hey, I'm with you the whole step of the way. And we're going to, you know, whatever treatment facility you're in, I'm going to be there. When you have court, I'm going to be there. You have questions, I got answers. If I don't have an answer, I will find you an answer. I do not give legal advice, by the way. I'm only a mentor parent. it keeps me on track. It helps me remind myself where I came from and where I don't want to be anymore. So I will not take up any more of your time. I appreciate it. Thank you.